Hello, this is Nicola from HP Plotter, and I'm delighted to be able to give you our first ever podcast, and today we're going to be covering the DesignJet T520. Now, this is classed as an entry-level DesignJet printer. In other words, this model, together with the T120, is at the very start of the HP DesignJet range, and it's the most affordable and usually an off-the-shelf purchase for companies who neither need or want to spend too much money on a large format printer, but who just need the ability to simply print A1 or A0 size prints. Now, first of all, let me just give you a quick rundown of the many big features of this printer, and then I'll begin to go into greater detail about them, including exploring why you should buy this printer, as well as top tips to get the very best out of this machine. So here we go with the key features. Firstly, it's designed to print small print volumes. It has 4 inks and 1 long life print head. It offers fast printing, 70 A1 prints per hour, or an A1 print in 35 seconds. You have a choice of 2 models, A1 or A0. It comes with a separate built-in media tray for both A3 or A4 printing, as well as roll printing. It offers 1 GB of memory and 2400 DPI. You also have a colour touchscreen with useful animations together with true print preview. You have the ability to email projects to your printer and take advantage of its basic security and job accounting features. It has Wi-Fi connectivity, and this allows you to print from virtually anywhere. Finally, you can print on many different types of media, including satin or gloss photo papers, as well as the standard blotting papers. Now, it's always quite difficult to describe what something looks like on a podcast, but I'm going to try. Visually, the T520 looks quite different to its predecessors. So, for example, the old DesignJet 500 had a two-toned grey casing offering moulded curved lines reminiscent of an upside-down Nike logo, whereas the DesignJet T520 is an all-sleek, all-black, high-gloss casing with straight lines and subtle curves. At the front, it offers us a flat surface area covering the first two-thirds of the printer. And then towards the back, we see the final one-third section raised, which harbours our large format media. Behind this, on the right-hand side, there is a media tray for all of your A3 and A4 media. And opposite the media tray, and something I really like, is an elegant 3-tiered concertinaed output tray to catch all of your prints. So just to recap on this, the T520 is like having 2 printers in one. Firstly, you can use it for your large format prints, and then as a backup for your normal A3 or A4 printer. Or you can use it as your main A3 and A4 printer if you have low print volumes, but obviously you have the added capability of being able to print in either A1 or AO size. Now, the only bugbear is that both the media tray and the media roll use the same paper path, so if you've already set your printer up to print from the roll, you will then have to remove that roll from the paper path in order to be able to print from the media tray. Other differences from the old DesignJet 500 range include the LCD display unit. Previously, you had drop-down press-button menus, which have now been replaced with a pop-up, intuitive 4.3-inch colour display with touchscreen navigation. It almost looks like a mini iPad, and it can be adjusted from its flat position up and down 90 degrees to offer you the best viewing angle. Okay, so let's delve a little deeper. The T520. Some of you might wonder, what does this T stand for? Well, it means you're looking at a technical printer, and this is the kind of printer you would use if you were an architect, an engineer, or if you worked in the construction industry. Typically, you will be a home office or small office user with perhaps a few people sharing the printer. Although, to be honest, sometimes larger companies will also use this printer because of its relatively small footprint, as it doesn't take up much space in the office. Ultimately, though, you will have low print volumes, and HP estimate that the T520 is great for people with an average print volume of 100 A1 prints per month. Now, what does this mean exactly? Does it mean that it can't do more than that? Well, no, it simply means that all of the parts that form your maintenance kit, which are parts that wear and tear with use, will last you for 5 years if you print at this volume. If you print much more than the 100 prints per month, you'll need to factor in additional maintenance costs and additional time for your operators to stop and change the ink and paper. One interesting point here is the fact that HP competitors will tell you that the small-sized ink cartridges in the T520 is something to be avoided because you're constantly going to be stopping and changing them. But this hides the fact that this machine is built for small volume users who don't want to tie up their money with large ink cartridges. Added to which, it also camouflages the fact that some competitors aren't catering to low print volume users and are forcing them to buy ink cartridges way bigger than they need. And you'll find, as you move through the range of HP design jets, you'll begin to see key differences in the ink cartridge sizes and media handling capabilities. For example, at the opposite end of the spectrum, a design jet T7100, which will soon be replaced by the T7200, is capable of printing 4,000 A1 prints per month, so it uses high-capacity ink cartridges and larger media rolls to reduce operator time changing ink and paper, while at the same time providing you with a cheaper cost per print. The trick is finding the right printer model to suit your business, which includes your print volumes. You need to not only look at the volumes you're doing right now, but also look ahead to the next 5 years to ensure you're going to accommodate your business needs in the future as well. You also have to consider whether your printing is carried out in peaks and troughs, or whether it's spread evenly across the month. The one thing you really need to be careful about is you don't want to underestimate. You also don't want to overestimate either. So if you purchase a design jet T7100 but only do 100 A1 prints per month, then you'll find the cost of the printer and the cost of the ink cartridges will give you a bad return on investment, and the ink cartridges will be sitting in the machine for a year or so, meaning you definitely won't be sweating your assets. So what do you buy if your print volumes are a little higher, closer to perhaps 200 prints per month? If this is the case, then you really need to look at the design jet T790 or T920, and if you do 400 prints per month, then you should be considering the T1300 or T1500. Next, let's explore the kind of printing you can do with the T520. Well, you can use it to print your architectural line drawings and designs. You can print photos and maps. You can also use it for general business printing, such as process mapping, general planning and logistics, company in-house presentations, as well as client presentations, and possibly point-of-sale adverts, although only do this if your ads are going to be displayed for a short period of time. Obviously, it's not just for business use. You can use it for your hobbies. I recently printed my family tree on the T520, and it's ideal for the kids' homework as well. Perhaps at this point, it's also good to cover exactly what this printer isn't good for. Well, I've said it can print photos, but if you're a photographer and you want to do Pantone colour matching, or colour is critical for your business, then this really isn't the right printer for you. You need to look at the Design Jet Z series. If you want to print on canvas, this machine isn't up for the job. You'd have to disengage the cutter or risk blunting it or wearing out your Y motor. If you print a lot of PDFs, or if your primary application is from the Adobe suite of software, then you should potentially look at purchasing a PostScript printer. The T520 is not a PostScript printer, and nor do any of the T520 models offer PostScript capability, so you need to move up to the T790 PostScript for A1 printing or the T920 PostScript for A0 printing. In fact, it might be worth you checking out our other podcast, When to Purchase PostScript, and explore this subject in more detail. So let's talk about the inks now. It uses just four inks. The colours are cyan, magenta, yellow and black, CMYK. In case you're wondering why black is referred to as K, you should know that the letter K actually stands for the word key. This is because the colours are all carefully aligned with the key, which is the black. On the subject of black, the four colour inks provide you with vivid colour. And while the three colours, cyan, magenta and yellow, are all dye-based inks, the black is actually a pigment ink. This provides you with the best optical density for the sharpest and darkest black lines. The print quality is also helped further by the new and latest printhead technology which is used on this machine. And this enables the lines to be really crisp and clear. And I have to say, line definition is especially important to the likes of architects because thin lines and thick lines and dashed lines, they all mean different things, and it's important that you have that clarity, which is what this machine will give you. Now, the next really interesting bit of information I'd like to share with you is that you really need to consider your business applications and whether dye-based inks are right for your business. As I've just said, three of the inks in this machine are dye-based and only one is pigment-based. So this has implications. You may wonder, why is it so important? Well, for most business applications, this type of printer is fine, but I want to offer you a word of warning. If you're planning to display your prints for a short time, you're fine, but for anything longer, or if you're selling the prints to customers who plan on displaying their prints, then what you'll find with this particular printer is that your dye-based inks will begin to fade. So a picture of Aunt Gladys on the wall will not sit there fade resistant for 10 years. If this is what you want, then none of the DesignJet T-Series printers will be right for you. You'll need to switch across to one of the DesignJet Z-Series printers. They all have UV stabilised and waterproof pigment based inks, which won't fade for the next 200 years. So it's important to understand the difference. Now, there are workarounds, so if you've already bought one and you think, that was the one thing that I actually wanted to do with my printer, then I recommend you listen to our other podcast, How to Stop Your Prints from Fading when Using a CAD Printer or a Printer with Dye-Based Inks. Okay, I've talked about the inks. Let's move on to discuss the T520 printhead. The T520 has a long life single printhead. Now, I don't know if any of you previously had either a DesignJet 500 or 510 printer in the past, but you may recall that you had four different printheads, one for each ink colour. As you probably know, the ink moves from the ink cartridge and finally ends up in the printheads. The printheads have lots of pin size holes or nozzles in them, and they release the ink onto the paper. Well, instead of four printheads, you now have a single printhead, and this is guaranteed to last the natural lifetime of your printer. So provided you don't go above the recommended number of prints for this printer, which is approximately 100 per month over 5 years, then you won't ever have to replace the printhead during its natural lifetime. Now, I think the T520 is a gorgeous piece of industrial design. It's tactile, easy to use, has a brilliant interface with a really intuitive touchscreen, and I was really surprised by that because with the old DesignJets we used to video to show customers how to change their inks. But while I was videoing, the touchscreen turned into a dynamic video showing you exactly what to do step by step, so really the video was superfluous. Talking of videos, we did around 100 videos on various things, and changing your inks was the most popular video that customers played, just because they weren't quite sure. So I think HP have got it really right. It provides absolute assurance that you're doing everything correctly. The other thing it offers is the ability to do true print previews. This means you can look and review your work before you go ahead and print it, which obviously is going to save you time and money. But I have to say the most exciting thing about this printer is that you have Wi-Fi connectivity, which means that you can easily set up your printer and connect from anywhere in your workplace or studio. Not only that, you can use your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet and print from virtually anywhere, so you can access and print projects while you're away from the studio using HP ePrint and Share. And I encourage you to check out our other podcast that covers this subject. Well, this is Nicola Bray from HP Plotter, www.hpplotter.co.uk. I hope you found this podcast interesting. If you'd like to contact me, my number is 0845 0770 787 or email me at nicola@hpplotter.co.uk.